Well, here I'm on the side now. I sit there and watch that thing run off for a minute. So I was telling y'all about what my old sergeant said. Anyway, I told him I need to go to work doing something. And I said, I thought I was supposed to see the old man today. And I said, if I'm going to see him, I'd like to go ahead and get over with and see what he's going to do. He said, well, I ain't going to say nothing about it if you don't, Dave. That's the platoon sergeant talking. You can't ever judge that guy. I mean, one day he's okay, next day he's not. And so he said, the best thing for you to do is just go on out there and get on your old dump truck and go on back out the quarry and get another little rock or something. So I guess they forgot about it. Say, yeah, that's fine with me, because I don't care nothing about getting busted. You know, if I was to get busted back down to PFC or E2 or something, that just take a little bit of dust out of my pocket, and I don't want that. Every little bit I get helps, so they're pretty good to me. I thanked him. I said, well, sorry, thank you. I was going to do my job. I guess they forgot about it. It might come up next few days, and I don't know, but if it does, well, I'll just take it as it comes. That's about the only way you can do it, but I think they forgot about it now. Well, I hope I get to make this, finish this tape out tonight before it starts raining or anything. But like I said, on the other side, you can't ever tell. So I'm just going to go on and talk a little bit here now, try to make it out the best I can. Mom made me feel good when you told me that you could never get tired of listening to me on the tape, but y'all look forward to getting them. I'm gonna be sending y'all a bunch of them. I want y'all to do the same. I got a letter from Linda today. She's doing pretty good. And everything's A-OK. I mean, good to be expected, you know. It's pretty bad us being apart like this. No longer than we was married, but everything's gonna work out all right. And I'll just be glad when time comes and I get back home. Tommy and Johnny come down from Zeon today. They brought an old 5-ton tractor down here. And I don't know, they'd been out in the field or something. Johnny had tore up that earth auger he went up there on. And so he's back now. They changed us around a little bit today. We had a big bad inspection this morning. Seemed like sometimes they tried to treat us like Boy Scouts over here. I asked the old platoon sergeant, I said, are we in the Boy Scouts or are we in Vietnam? And he just kind of laughed at me when I said it, and he said, well, just say that we got to have big inspections. So we had it, and I passed it and everything. Biggest majority of the boys did. So that's about all I'll say. Anyway, Johnny's back from Zeon now. He's over in 110. He's the next tent to me now. He's in number 6, and I'm number 7. And Tommy's still down there. The way it looks, Tommy will be down there for the next 30 to 60 days. He's got to go up to Lockade. I think he told me today he had to go to Lockade in the next 3 or 4 days. They got to go up there for something. He's running a tractor and trailer now. And I'm still on this old 5-ton dump. And when I'm not running a 5-ton dump, I'm operating a bulldozer. But he says that it's a lot different over there, that they don't have near as much harassment as they do here in the 34th. But I guess I can put up with the harassment as long as it's cool and precision around here, if you know what I mean. Like I said, we got a lot of artillery shacks sitting around us and everything. And as long as they're sitting around us, kind of guarding us, well, I know that everything's okay. Old Tommy's out there works pretty bad right now. He's over there, like I said, he got TDY over to the 168 Combat Engineers. And I might be over there before long. I hope not. I hope I'm lucky enough to stay right here. But if I'm not, all we can say, we take it as it comes. Mother and Dad, right now, I'd like to break in on this tape and say an old word to old Luke over there. I know he's going to hear this tape, so I want to say a word to Luke and family over there. I said something to Wendell and Kenneth and them on the other side, so let me say hi to them. And I just kind of like to say hi to all of you. The tapes I make is to all of you, but I like to say hi to all of you personally because I like to hear y'all say hi to me. So right now I want to say hi to Luke and his family. Hello there, Whit. Betty, how you doing? Hi, Geneva. Hi, Ernest. Hi, Donnie. Hi, Nelda. Hello, little Jimmy. Well, everything's pretty good over here. I wish I was back home. We could all go fishing and do something. Wish I was there with help y'all on the old Pontiac. I know that thing's talk of town, Luke. I drove the Wild myself. There ain't many around there to stay up with it, because that thing will scratch rubber in all gears, believe me. If you don't think it will, when y'all get that voltage regulator and generator on it, take it out there on the old road somewhere and try it out. I wish I was there to help y'all on it. And Luke, you told me a little old joke on that other side of that tape, and I really did enjoy it. You told me to tell you one, but this tape here is to all of them, so I can't hardly tell one on it. But I will tell you one joke, and it's about the best one I've heard since I've been to Vietnam. And about the biggest joke here is U.S. Army Vietnam. I mean, really, that's about the best joke I know. Well, Luke and Betty, all of you, I'm thinking of you. And I wish I could be there to talk to you in person rather than talk to you on this tape, but right now I can't be. I got a job to do. I have to be here. I wish I didn't, but I got 8 more months to go. 8 more months and I'll be on back. Can't ever tell. We might get on us a big old truck somewhere, Luke, and roll that thing down the road. You just can't ever tell. Right now I'm driving a 5-ton multi-fuel dump truck. I can't say much for it. She ain't too strong. But a lot of times I wish I had that old Ford dump truck you used to have, that Lincoln engine up here. I'd show these boys how to haul from this rock. Believe me, I'd do it. But anyway, I guess old Uncle Sam gives about the best trucks he can. And Pop, yeah, I know you listened to this, and you said that this civilian equipment just wasn't like that, this Army, that civilian equipment wasn't like this Army equipment. Well, I'd trade civilian equipment for Army equipment any day, because I don't want anything that consists of the Army. I know you're alive and all that, Daddy, but, man, I ain't got nothing to do with your Army. I hate it. Y'all don't get mad at me for saying that, but I ain't got nothing for the Army. Well, I'm going to cut this off, Luke, and then I'm going to go ahead and talk to all the rest of y'all. Just talk out the rest of this tape and try to get it in the mail in the morning. So the rest of it be to everybody there. Y'all, I really did enjoy them songs you sent. I sat around and listened to them. Old Tommy come in today. I let him listen to them. I didn't get to play the part where you chewed him out, Dad, but I'll play it to him next time he comes in. So let me cut this off and see if this thing's working all right. I like to run it back once in a while, see if it's working okay. If it is, well, I'll go ahead and finish this tape out. Okay. Well, I've been standing here trying to figure out what I was going to say. About all I really think of to say is today's 11th. That means I got 7 months, 29 days, and I'll be back there talking to y'all in person instead of here. And I sure will be glad when time gets here. And, well, let me turn this off in a minute. I'll tell you, it's hard. It really is. Y'all can stand there and pass the mic around to each other and everything. Y'all all talk a little bit, but when this one guy gets out here to try to say something on tape, it's hard to say, you know, talking this old tape, talk to you. I'd just give anything if I could be there talking to you and eating some red beans and cornbread at the supper table. But I'll be there in 7 months, 29 days, so let me turn this off and think what I'm going to say next. Maybe I can think something a little bit more cheerful to talk about or something. I'll try. Just a minute. Luke, you asked me to tell you a joke on this tape. I've been standing here thinking. I got a little old joke that I don't care who's standing there, because it's not bad. One time, little old boy and his mama got on the bus, you know. Wasn't but two seats on the bus. There's a seat up in front and seat back to back. So, little boy let his mama sit down in the front, you know, and he walked on back to back. Sit down with this man reading the newspaper. They went on down the road a few blocks, and in a minute he kind of tongue-tied, you know. He looked at the man, he said, Mika? He said, what's your name? The man didn't say a word. He said, Mika, what's your name? The man still didn't say nothing. You know, a little old kid, he kind of gouged him in the rib. He said, Mika, what's your name? I know you're not deaf, what's your name? The man looked at him, kind of funny. He says, huh? He said, my name's Brown. B-R-O-W-N Brown. Got a wife, her name's Brown. Got two little boys, two little girls, and their name's Brown. I got a little dog. It's Solid Brown. B-R-O-W-N Brown. Well, there wasn't nothing said for a few minutes, you know. In a minute, the old man, the one that's sitting there reading the newspaper, the one named Brown, he thought, well, I'll get this little smart aleck. He looked at the kid and he said, son, what's your name? Well, little old kid, he didn't say a word. He said, son, what's your name? He still didn't say nothing. The old man kind of gouged him in the ribs, you know, and he said, son, I know you're not deaf. What's your name? The little kid looked up at him with a big old smile, you know, and he said, sir, he said, my name White, W-H-I-T-E White. I got a mama, her name White. I got a daddy, his name White. I got two little brothers, two little sisters, and their name White. I got a little dog, Solid White. All except for one little old brown place under his tail. B-R-O-W-N Brown. Well, that you might not enjoy that, whoever's sitting there, but it wasn't dirty. And I hope y'all don't feel hard of me telling it. But Luke asked me to tell one on this tape, so I did. You know, I hear a lot of jokes over here, day in, day out. One of these days, I'm going to send a tape home. Just for the men folks. And when I do, I don't want you women folks listening at it. Because I won't expect the men just to go out in the garage and listen to it. I'm one of these nights, sure enough, I'm going to get all the boys together and we're going to all sit down, tell some jokes on this tape recorder and send them home. And if y'all get some from it that you want to tell the women, you can. And I don't know how stubborn you are, Mommy. You'll probably be anxious to listen to the tape. But this one time your little old son telling you don't listen to it, because one of these days I'm going to send Dave home telling some jokes, first one thing, another. Like I said, anything we can do, you know, when we got a little time off, well, it helps to pass time by. And anything that we can do to help time pass by, that just brings us a little bit closer to home. So, y'all be expecting one before long. I don't know just when we'll send it, but we will be sending it before long. Well, there's not but a little bit of this tape left, so right now I'd like to say good night to everybody sitting there. And I wished I could be sitting there talking to y'all in person, but I just can't be right now. And so as it runs off, well, I want to say God bless all of you, and I'm thinking of you every day. If y'all don't hear from me as far as letters, well, don't feel hard at me, because Like I told you in the first part of this tape that I made last night, it's pretty hard. You know, I've wrote more since I've been here than I ever have. But I'm getting tired of writing letters. I guess I'm getting lazy. Like I said, this old tape recorder's pretty well ruined me. I can make a tape a whole lot better than I can send a letter. And I hope y'all enjoy a tape as much as you do a letter, because I enjoy a tape. You really don't know what it means to me to get a tape from home and hear all of you talking to me. It makes me think of old times, you know. I remember when I was just a little old sprout, and I remember all the way up, and it makes me feel good to hear all of you talk to me and everything. I enjoy standing out here and talking to y'all. And like I said, it ain't bad over here, not where I'm at. I believe it's worse there with all this mess that's going on in the States than it is right here where I'm at. So y'all just don't worry about nothing, and it won't be long till we'll all be back together. Sure, we'll be glad when the time gets here. But tonight, I'm going to say goodnight to all of you, and I'm fixing to cut this off, and I'll go in. I put my earplug in my ear and listen to a couple of tapes I've got from back home. I do that just about every night. And I listen to some I've got from Linda, some I've got from y'all. I hope I don't go to sleep tonight and let my batteries run out again. But if I do, well, I can always get some more. Just a minute. There's still a little bit left. Let me think what else I'm going to say. This is hard, y'all. Just standing there talking. I'd give anything if I'd just be standing there talking to y'all. Mother, I've got on to you once now about sending me some pictures. This makes second time. I ain't going to get on to you no more. Now, how about y'all taking some pictures of the place like you told me you would on the tape? And sending me them other pictures I told you to. And they ain't no sense. I know you're tired and all that when you get in. But it won't take just a little bit of effort just to put your little old sweet fingers in that box and get them pictures out. Or take about 15 minutes and go up and have some developers in to me, because I really want to see some pictures of the house there, the old home place. And how about y'all getting on the ball and sending them all over here? I know it ain't that much trouble. I don't like to ask y'all to do anything, you know, because I know y'all got a lot to do, but I would appreciate it if y'all get busy and go up there and get me some pictures made and sent over here to me. I've sent y'all quite a few. Y'all hadn't sent me many. Kind of disappoints me, really. But anyway, this is just about to go, just about to run out, so I want to say goodnight to all of you and get up there and get them pictures made. Luke, Betty, Kemp, Wendell,